We are joined by a PGA Tour pro, a friend of the program, a four-time winner on tour, five top 25 finishes last season. He is the chairman of the Players Advisory Council. He was a national champion at UNLV. He is the pride of Poway. He is Charlie Hoffman. Charlie, it's so good to have you back. You know, it's been less than 4 months since you and I sat down at the Farmers Insurance Open down in San Diego, and a lot's changed since then. How have you and your family been doing in the middle of this pandemic?
It's been very interesting, to say the least. You know what? I went from getting ready for one of our major championships, the Players' Championship in Ponte Vedra, to becoming a first and third grade teacher in all a matter of a week. I wasn't quite prepared for that.
Man, that is the truth. I was going to say, so like, what's a normal day like? You kind of answered this in part, but what's a normal day like? Have you taken over as teacher, and are you doing the homeschooling, or are you trying to avoid that?
You know, at the first 6 to 8 weeks, I thought it was fun to do all that stuff and try to educate my kids. And you know what? The last couple of weeks, it's been nice to see the end somewhat in the near future for me, because I have rescinded my duty as teacher to my wife to cover all subjects, and right. I'm back to work again. So, you know what? The first few weeks, obviously being on the road for my whole life, never being home for more than a couple of weeks at a time, it was great to spend that time with the family and do all that stuff. But from a guy that traveled his whole life, I'm looking forward to getting back on the road. There's no question.
Charlie Hoffman's joining us. Now, this part of the conversation is not a promotional pitch. It just is what it is. My Peloton has kept me sane. I got on yesterday, yeah, and it said you've got a 10-week streak going, and that felt pretty good. I know you've been hitting yours as well. How's that been going for you?
You know what? Yeah, it started at the beginning of the quarantine. It was sort of something to do. I'm blessed and lucky enough to have a Peloton at home and a home gym and able to stay active. And Peloton is one of those ways to get your competitive juices out. Billy Horschel, started rounding a few people up with Rory and Justin Thomas and Ricky Fowler, and Bubba Watson jumped on, and it sort of became competitive. We want to kick each other's butt on the golf course, but not only are we competitive there, we're competitive when we work out. And you know what? Unfortunately, Rory's number one in the world on the golf course, and I can't keep up with him on the Peloton either. I can get close, but I can't beat him.
I was going to say, how do I get into that group? But I'm not saying that because I don't want any part of that group. What kind of rides do you do? How long?
Lee, I'm a shorter guy. I'm more like a 30-minute guy. When I first got the Peloton, it was more like a 15-minute, 20-minute warm-up before I'd hit the gym, just sort of get the body going. And now it's taken over to a 30 or 45 minute ride and going pretty hard, and then hitting the gym after that. So, you know what? It's been fun to take part of that Peloton world. And you know what? Their content's great. There's a reason why they're making money and people buy them, because you know what? They put a good content out, and it keeps you motivated and going.
Charlie, I'll mention it. I bought mine, and I feel like you. I feel very lucky to be able to have one, but I bought mine long before we did any business with them. I love the product. I think it's a great, great model. What's really interesting is I'll go 45 minutes, and I go as hard as I possibly can, and I feel like I'm in pretty good cardio shape. Man, it's demoralizing only in the sense that I feel good about me until I look at that leaderboard. There are some people that are really, really good, really motivated, and really in shape, right?
It's insane how fast some of these guys can go and see numbers.
And gals.
I put the heart rate monitor machine, and I'm at the 100% max majority of the time. I don't know what they want me to do. I'm 43 years old.
Right. And a pro athlete.
I mean, somewhat of an athlete, but I mean, let's not get carried away here. But you know what? I've really enjoyed it. I think I've gotten in better shape because I've stayed a little more consistent with that cardiovascular, but you know, we're always in pretty decent shape. We're on our feet for 6 hours at a time, but because of the burst and those hills and that Peloton gives us, I mean, it's fun. And I'm going to miss it because our gym's going to be closed back on the road when we get back out there. We're not going to open our gym up. They used to have two Peloton bikes on our trailer that's a gym, and we're going to keep that closed for safety reasons. So I'm going to miss it once I get back on the road.
I appreciate your thoughts on that. Charlie Hoffman's joining us. Now, you mentioned this, but you finished tied for ninth at the Farmers, and then you skipped ahead to March, or I will, and you had a top 15 at Bay Hill the week before the Players, and then you were 2-under on the first round at the Players' Championship. Then the tournament was called. You were playing really well. So what was that entire experience like for you?
Yeah, you know what? It's surreal just even still looking back at it. It's one of those, obviously, people started catching other sports and it became real. And, I was on the call with Jay Monahan on Thursday night after the round, and we were talking about what should we do. And I was under the impression of everybody's here. Why don't we just keep going? Obviously we were going to stop the fans after Thursday. And you know what? Jay made the right decision. He sort of went off of his own. I know the players wanted to keep going because we're athletes and we love to compete under any circumstances. Obviously safety's first and foremost, but we were all there and ready to go. And he made the right call to get us out and so we can get home and be safe before. I mean, we didn't know if there was going to be a travel ban. We have been in, obviously a third of our membership's international. They may want to go home before that international travel ban hit. So there was a lot of smart decisions Jay has made throughout this process, and that was one of them.
Charlie Hoffman joining us. Now, you said that you didn't touch a club for 6 weeks after the Players' Championship. Why was that? Was that a conscious decision, or did that just kind of happen?
You know, I knew I needed to take some time off because starting in June, when we went back again with all these major championships being rescheduled, the winter months were going to be heavy months for me. And those are months usually a professional golfer takes light. So I knew I needed to take that time off to let my body rest, recover, get stronger during that time. And obviously the back, we're not a contact sport, but our back gets pretty tweaked up swinging the golf club at 120 miles an hour as hard as we can. And, it was a conscious decision to take that time off and so I could be able to, my body would be ready to ramp up in the winter.
So then what was it like when you opened the bag back up and you teed it up again for the first time? Was there any rust or were you able to pick up right where you left off?
You know, obviously there was a little bit of rust, but I tried to go true country club or a normal muni guy. I went straight from the car to the first tee. And you know what? I'm not very good I'm not very good at that when I'm playing a lot of golf. So it was interesting to say the least, but I actually played better than I anticipated. I probably shot one or two under, and I only played 9 holes the first time I came back. And hit some decent shots, and the power wasn't there because you hadn't been swinging the golf club. The efficiency, I'd say, wasn't there. But you know what? It was more than anything, just like anybody else, it was nice to get out of the house, breathe some fresh air, and just walk around the golf course. The first time I played, technically the courses were open. There's no holes in the course, and just sort of a couple of buddies just went and walked around, took the bag on the shoulders, walked around, put a water ball down the green, and if it hit the water ball, it counted as a putt made. And it was actually quite fun. And you sort of, after 6 weeks of not playing, you sort of lose how much fun you actually have on the golf course, how much banter you can have, and just walking around with a few buddies and enjoying a good time.
Charlie Hoffman joining us. I don't know, Charlie, it seems to me like I wish this had not happened, honestly, but there's no way that we could ever have the appreciation and the perspective that we have for everything, our jobs, our lives, our families, our relationships, without going through something like this. And I would imagine maybe even the sport that you love, you feel that way about. You mentioned Jay Monahan, PGA Tour Commissioner. I'm curious, you're the chairman of the Players Advisory Council. What's it been like being in that role during this time?
Boy, it's been a role that I don't think any of us as players or player directors or chairmen were ready for. Our forte is to go out and get the ball in the hole faster than most. And I don't know if we're groomed to make all these important decisions, but our board and our commissioner and their staff has done an amazing job. First, strategically coming up with a plan that we need to do and follow through with. And we've been on tons of phone calls week in and week out, just coming up. Because obviously, as I tell people, there's no formula for this. No one's gone through this before. I mean, we've hired the best in the world sort of guide us through this from the infectious disease side to following the World Health Organization, the CDC. And, we're making all the proper moves, making all the right decisions. Obviously, we were going to get back to competition here soon. But first and foremost, we want the safety of our players and our fans before we make any major decisions. But you know what, it's been fun to be on all these calls and just sort of see how the whole process works. And obviously I know a lot more about the PGA Tour business than I ever did 9 weeks ago, so it's nice to know the ins and outs and where we're at. And I know for a fact, I knew before that we had great leadership, but there's no doubt in my mind now that we do.
Charlie Hoffman, my guest. Before I let you go, I want to ask you, I don't know that you and I have ever talked about this before. As people know, your nickname is the Seagull. For those who do not know the origin of the nickname, Charlie, why are you called the Seagull?
You know, the Seagulls are a native bird to the Southern California area, and you know, they may fly around, and I may like to talk a little trash on the golf course, and seagulls may fly around above you on the beach and maybe they'll take a little number two on you. So that's sort of how I got my name. I like to talk a little trash to everybody when I walk around, and someone came up with that. I think John Malinger or Colton Mills way back in the day, and they started calling me, think they were going to make me mad, and I embraced it. I said, that's what I do. I love it. So I love talking a little trash to the guys, no matter if they're older or younger. And you know, it's to grow as of late with social media and all sorts of media, but I've embraced it.
You know, I like that. It's kind of like when a bird, it's happened to all of us, right? If a bird is going to take a dump on you, either it's the worst thing that could happen during the day or it's actually funny. It kind of just depends on the kind of mood you're in, right?
I try to take the dump and make it funny. There's obviously times where you can go over the top and it's not funny. I don't try to push those lines too much unless you're really pissing me off. But no, I'm just joking. But you know, that's the nature of it, and that's sort of what the origin of the seagull came from.
He is a PGA Tour pro, a friend of the program, four-time winner, 5 top 25s last season, a chairman or the chairman of the Players Advisory Council. Don't ever forget, a national champion at UNLV, the Pride of Poway, Charlie Hoffman. Charlie, great to have you back. Really appreciate you. Thank you so much. Hope to see you out there soon.
Thanks. Can't wait for you guys to start watching this on some TV and competing again. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Take care. Charlie, be safe. Stay safe. Good job. Charlie Hoffman.